Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're now going to be talking the thing that's on everybody's lips, the thing that hopefully hasn't been in everybody's lungs this year, and that's COVID. Joining us from South Africa is Dr. Daniel Israel, and all the way from Israel is Dr. Talia Cohen. Let's start with ladies first. Dr. Cohen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Daniel, as per usual, welcome to the show. Daniel, are you there? All right, we don't seem to have Daniel, so we're going to just carry on chatting to Dr.
Yeah,
Cohen.
I'm back.
Oh, you're there.
I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, the line was breaking up. Nice to be with you.
Okay, great. So this is a bit of a different one for us today. We decided, you know, because we've got so many listeners in South Africa and in Israel, it was really important for our listeners to hear from two doctors, one in South Africa, one in Israel, about the opinions of their patients, the advice they're giving patients, and how the rollout is going to differ. So I'd like to start with you, Dr. Cohen. In respect of the advice you're giving your patients and the feedback you're getting back from them, how is this rollout going to work, and who will be receiving vaccinations first?
Well, the way that it's planned to work, and hopefully this is going to start next week, is that first is healthcare providers, doctors, nurses, etc., and then the population that's over 60 years old. That's who's going to be getting it first. And I'm definitely recommending all my patients over 60 to get it. I'm planning to get it myself as soon as it's available, which is hopefully next week. And, you know, here we have health funds, and every citizen belongs to a health fund. So the rollout will really be through those, Kopot Cholim, we call them, the health fund.
So Dr. Daniel, let's look at the South African, way things are going to be rolled out. If we think we are at high risk, if we want to have a vaccine, can we go to our doctors and ask them to put us on a list for vaccines, or does it not work that way?
So in South Africa, as you know, the way it works here is that because we don't heavily rely on the public healthcare system as a community generally, if you can buy things or you're on medical aid, you can kind of push your way to the front. But that isn't the case here with the vaccines. Unfortunately, South Africa's way behind Israel in terms of this process. I think that Talia would be able to tell us more, but politically, you know, we just haven't, the government perhaps hasn't been able to or hasn't prioritized getting the vaccines the way Israel has. And the way this is going to work is South Africa is going to also, the committee here that's done vaccines has said that it will first prioritize healthcare workers and the elderly. But that we have estimated that we'll be able to get vaccines for 10% of the population by only the middle of next year. So interesting to contrast that with Israel, which will start to do this next week. We could ask Talia how quickly the plan is to try and get the vaccines rolled out in Israel.
Yeah, well, that's a great question.
So I don't want to give numbers that I'm not like entirely sure of, but basically you know, I think they spoke about giving within my health fund. You know, I actually don't want to give numbers that I'm not sure about. But basically, as they're coming in, we're ready to give them out in huge numbers, in huge numbers.
Well, that's incredible, Doc. And can I ask you this? You started off by making a very pertinent point that you thoroughly endorse the need for vaccinations, and you're going to recommend to your patients that they do take the vaccine. Is there a problem within the Israeli community where there are certain sectors that are anti-vaxxers?
There are definitely anti-vaxxers here too, as all over the world, unfortunately. The numbers, I can't tell you what the numbers are, and I wouldn't say that it's entire sectors. But the way that it's being combated is really just with a lot of information. The health funds, the Ministry of Health is really trying to put out all the information, answer all the people's questions, their Facebook lives happening where just anyone can write in their questions to just really provide people with the information needed to make an informed decision where they can really see that these vaccines are the way forward.
Dr. Daniel, coming back to you, I'm really perturbed that we're hearing 10% of the population, most probably only by halfway through 2021. Why are we only looking at 10%? Is this a decision made empirically based on who's going to be vaccinated and how there's going to be a virtual knockdown system that those people coming into contact with patients, etc., would therefore not be able to spread it? Or is it down to cost, or is it down to logistics? Why are we only going to see 10% in 6 months?
So it's purely down to cost and logistics. And I mean, I'm not making up this information. It's according to Prof. Barry Shrib, who's no stranger to this particular slot. But, so at this point, let me say that as a community, as a Jewish community radio station, we are very, very blessed to have Prof. Barry Shrib as the head of the vaccine committee for the government. From the perspective that we really do have the inside information as to what's happening. And certainly, you know, with the same ideology and ideals, and certainly following empiric science that Israel is, because all these things, I mean, nothing's proven. It's not like we've got a vaccine that's been running for 10 years and we can see that it works. And so it's a way up of, you know, risk versus benefit. But I do believe that the Ministerial Advisory Committee is fully behind giving the vaccine to as many people as quickly as possible, in concept. The problem is cost and logistics. I mean, I know Talia doesn't work in the government in Israel from this perspective, but it certainly seems from reading the media that Israel was quick to jump on as many contracts as it could with the companies that made this, and she might have more to comment on that. But the point is that in South Africa, the enormous costs involved in buying these vaccines at this point and refrigerating them and bringing them here at very low temperatures means that just practically we can't get enough vaccines out in a short amount of time. Now, hopefully that will change over time, and we'll be able to bring vaccines here at higher temperatures and at lower costs, and hopefully that picture will change. But that's what Prof. Shrib predicts himself at the moment, number-wise.
Dr. Cohen, do you have any idea when you're going to be vaccinated?
Well, hopefully next week. So can get back to me.
So with everything in line, you standing up, you're going to be there as a frontline health worker. And you're going to definitely be giving us feedback next week. We want to know more about it. And in respect of our frontline workers, Dr. Israel?
If I was given the opportunity to have a vaccine, even with the grey areas around it and risks and controversy, so to speak, with the anti-vaxxers, I would tomorrow get a vaccine. But we don't have anything in line. In other words, there are no plans at the moment where my name is even on any list to get a vaccine in the next short while. But as soon as we have the opportunity, we most certainly would. In South Africa, I think the driving difficulty around people who wouldn't take the vaccine is fear more than, you know, I don't see these big movements of people who are big anti-vaxxers. I mean, they are there, but they're not huge. But what Dr. Cohen was saying, which I think is so important, is the education just around breaking these myths about how vaccines will cause disease and permanent damage. And, you know, because that breaks the fear. And if you can break the fear, people will be quick to take it up, which will then achieve the purpose.
Dr. Israel, thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Cohen, in closing, your message to us as South Africans, now that you guys are further down the line in respect to vaccinations, we're seeing a lot of kickback from leadership, believe it or not, people that are in positions of leadership that are making remarks that are really, really uncalled for. What is your word to South Africans in respect of having to take this vaccine?
Well, I think that, you know, there's an obvious downside that you don't have the vaccines yet, but the upside is that when you get them, there will be a lot more information. So anyone who's listening to, you know, anti-vaxxers or conspiracy theories or that kind of information that's maybe not coming from the most official sources, hold on, don't read all of that. Wait until, you know, you have a date, you have a timeline, and then there'll be a lot more official information for you really to make an informed decision based on. And I'm very confident that it'll be positive information, as with what we have so far.
Dr. Talia Cohen, live from Israel. Thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Daniel Israel, who's a local on our show and in South Africa. Thank you so much. That was our very first three-way international in regards to COVID. And we're going to be definitely bringing you feedback next week once the vaccine is rolled out in Israel.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.